Hello everyone, hope you're all doing great. Thank you for all the nice comments again on the last video, I really appreciate it. And as a thought I had, one thing that I find really helps me and that I've said about a few times before is instruments. I love playing guitar and piano, and they're things that I've always gotten on with and really enjoyed. I find if ever I'm feeling down or struggling to get out of my head, if I either play guitar or piano, or learn a new song, it can really help me get back into the moment and just forget about everything that's making me stressed out. And remember, if you have anything like that, just enjoy it, because what I find happens a lot is people are really surprised when I say that I can do them, because I never tell people, but I don't see a point because it's something I just quietly get on with and enjoy to myself. And that leads me on to my other point. You've got to not care what anyone in the world thinks about you and not compare yourself with other people. You can only ever compete with yourself in life, and the most important voice that you ever listen to is the one that you speak to every day, that's yourself. And remember, the most important step that you're ever going to take in life is your next one. So you can't let anything that's happened in the past hold you back. Every day is literally a new day. And the days you spend dwelling on things that could have went better is just time wasted. So follow what you know is true. Don't listen to anyone that doubts that or has anything negative to say. And you'll be fine. What's real is always going to prosper. So remember that. I love you. And sorry this video is a little bit shorter this week. I've been really busy with work. I'm about to spend a week with the CT machine and learn about that, so I'll probably be a bit busier, but I've dedicated a few days off where I can just get on with it, so I'm looking forward to that and get some videos done. So anyway, I hope you're all doing great, I love you, enjoy this, and make sure you check out my Instagram at JoeTheInsomniac and podcast in the description below. Take care. I've lived in Southern California my entire life. If you know anything about California, it's very diverse. Up north is filled with mountains and trees, and the south is a lot more, well, city-like. This summer, I decided to take a trip to Tahoe. It's a beautiful place and my first time being upstate. I'm going to chop this story up into segments so it's easier to read. On day one, I settle into the cabin around 5 p.m. After an 8-hour drive, I'm really tired. I went and lay down in the bed that was in the loft. It was quiet. It was like being in a different world. I was so used to cars zooming by it and people talking right outside my home. But this is quiet and it's peaceful. I managed to fall asleep fairly quickly. Now, around 4 hours into my sleep, I'm jerked up and I look around for a bit. And I hear some tapping sounds. It's really strange. I look around to see where it's coming from, but to no avail. It sounded like somebody's tapping on the window part of the back door. I figure I'm being paranoid and fell back to sleep. Day 2. Nothing really happens and I fall asleep fine. Day 3. I wake up early in the morning, maybe 4. I heard a crash coming from the attic ladder. That's placed conveniently right behind the couch I'm sleeping on. I didn't move. I can hear a few footsteps. Now, you know the feeling when somebody's staring at you? That's how I feel. I'm on my side, staring straight ahead. Suddenly, I felt like somebody or something crawls over me. I felt their two hands on either side of me, and I knew if their face was only inches away from mine, I should be able to see them. Now I'm facing straight ahead, and I'm not really going to turn to see who it is if they're actually there. Now they stay there for what feels like forever, until I felt them crawl backwards off of the couch, and I heard the dog let out a muffled bark, in which somebody shushed her, then let out a good yell. The presence stayed there for what feels like an eternity, till I heard the footsteps going out the back door. Still, I didn't move. I'm paralyzed with fear. Needless to say, I didn't go back to sleep. I checked on my friends a bit later when I felt the coast is clear. None of them had left their rooms that night. I told them my experience and they said that I was being paranoid. I halfway agreed with them and our day went out as planned. Now, later that day on day 3, after a day at the lake with my friends, we come back to the quiet and cozy cabin. The caretakers of the cabin told us that there's a river a bit further back into the woods, maybe a 15-minute walk away. My friends and I decided to stay back and rest, so I took some bug spray, a small backpack with snacks and my phone. It was pretty straightforward. There was tall grasses on either sides of the trail. It was a thin path, but pretty easy to navigate. When I got to the riverbank, there were 2 picnic tables. I didn't want to get eaten by mosquitoes, but I stupidly wore sandals. I put my bag on the table and started my walk back to the cabin. For some odd reason, the path seems distorted. What was once a straightforward trail was now covered in rough terrain. I noticed that the tall grass on the side of the path has been disturbed. It's like something huge, I mean gigantic, had walked across the grass. I think maybe it's a bear, since the locals told us that bears were a problem at this time of year, but the sheer size of it made me second guess that. I was a bit taken back by this. However, I continued and made it back to the cabin, and then back to the river. I was a little frightened now. I kept telling myself I'm just freaking out and I should enjoy the nature. I sat down at one of the tables and watched the river. After a while, I felt like there was something staring at me. I look around, assuming one of my friends was on their ways to prank me, but there was no one. Across the river, I noticed a bit of brush that was shaken up. There was a clearing in the bushes that was fenced off by 2 logs in an X shape. The longer I sat in the spot, the more worried I got. I couldn't help but feel like there was something right behind the thick brush that I couldn't see. I went down the river hoping to come across something, but nothing. No fish, no frogs or roads, just mosquitoes, and a bunch of them at that. Disappointed with the lack of anything, really, I just went to sit back at the table, and that's when I heard it. It was a noise I can't describe. It's a scream and a gurgle, as if whatever it was had a mouthful of water. It's completely inhuman. I froze. In the moment, I should have been running for my life, but I freeze. I heard rustling in the bushes behind me, the ones I was worried about earlier. Then again, the scream. It's the loudest thing I ever heard. I run. I sprint through the forest, and what should have been a quick trip back to the cabin was anything but. After about 10 minutes of sprinting, I notice I'm lost. I stop for a few moments, frantic, trying to see if I can find anything that looks familiar. I saw a bridge that I'd crossed on my way there, and I started sprinting. I thought to myself, why didn't the damn thing kill me? I had stopped for a good minute now, but I could hear it chasing me. It was a game for the thing. I can't explain it any differently. Every time I stopped, it would as well. I finally made it back to the cabin, and instead of going inside, I stood on the porch, faced the forest, and cried. I couldn't see anything out of the ordinary, but I knew it was still out there. I didn't want to turn my back, so I sat there for hours, silently crying, occasionally checking my phone, and well, writing this, I don't have any idea what actually happened. There's nothing I can compare it to, other than maybe a Wendigo. All I know is that I'm not going to be going back to that river again. If anyone has any idea what happened, please let me know, because it really haunts me to this day.